I'll ask you the same question. I mean, over the years, how's this neighborhood changed?
In terms of infrastructure, it has greatly diminished in that regard, meaning that there's a lot of blight. the demographics have changed somewhat because the community was built on a very heavy industrial industry, mm-hmm. which quickly dissipated in the early to late 80s. So that has changed. It has had an effect on the economic status of the residents. If you observe any public data, you may find that a good portion of the population brings in under $25,000 a year. Mm. So the impact funds tied to the casino is going to be a great boost for the neighborhood in terms of job creation and overall social welfare.
So it will make some improvements. I'm certainly bring in some money to this neighborhood.
It should.
Right.
And that's the key word or operative word, should.
What's your biggest concern about the casino's arrival?
My biggest concern?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have a big concern about the establishment itself. It's not anything new. It exists in so many other cities in the nation. To piggyback on Keisha's comments, there is some concern about the rising climb, mainly because the neighborhood offers quick access. We're just, one stop away on the light rail?
You're right off 295. You're not far from 95?
Right, less than a mile, So we hope that doesn't happen, and we have every hope that it doesn't, but it is a concern.
And let me ask you about, I know you're both on the, you and Keisha are both on the board, German, how money from the casino is going to be spent. What's the biggest, where do you see the money being spent in this neighborhood?
Well, on the things it's supposed to be spent on, as mandated by law, transportation, infrastructure, public safety, sanitation, job creation, overall community development. And it's greatly needed here in Westport.
I know you guys have a meeting at 6:30.